to give his Dogs back the lead. That should feed back. It feeds back. Hasn't got the carry, or has it? They like it. What's the call?
Thank you.
It's been called a goal. The goal stands. Insufficient evidence to overturn it.
Fair to say there's a bit of drama last night in the clash between the Western Bulldogs and the West Coast Eagles at Metricon Stadium. In the end, it was the Doggies by 2 points in a seesawing battle in the last quarter. It was very entertaining. And that millimetre decision, effectively, in the goal line, got the Dogs over the line. I reckon Tom Liberatore might have been jumping for joy when that went through. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Going all right, buddy. What did you think when you saw the replay on the screen there at Metricon about that decision?
Nah, it was definitely a goal. I think it was. No doubt.
Well, it was a good result. How important is that for the season, do you think, for you guys?
Yeah, obviously, critical. You think we need to win every game. So, yeah, from now on in, it's just pretty much elimination, I guess.
So after the first quarter, where things were a little bit shaky against the Eagles, and things weren't going your way, how did you get it back on your terms? It was 4-0 at quarter time. How did you get it back?
I think at quarter time we weren't really that stressed around the scoreboard. We had most of the play, I guess. They had a couple out the back where we had a couple of key mistakes that cost us goals. So I think what we were doing was pretty good. We just needed to add a bit of polish with the ball and composure going forward, and just keep that full half pressure on and the game will turn. So we just stay patient and it turned our way eventually.
I want to ask you about Tim English, Tom. I mean, he's an interesting footballer because he can do pretty much everything, and he's still so young. Some of the things that he did late in the game must give that group a lot of confidence.
Yeah, he's been a massive part of our year this year, especially in key wins, and his ability to go forward the last couple of weeks too has been extremely beneficial for the way we play and our ball movement and that kind of stuff and how he works during the stoppers. But last night he went to another level. His strength and then his running capacity to get from contest to contest is pretty good, and he's a big boy too, and he can bench like 100. Oh, sorry. He can bench about 140 too, so he's a strong man as well.
We talked to Luke Beveridge about him probably about a couple of months ago. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him because when he plays well, you guys play well. Talk to us a little bit about him as a person, because it did feel at three-quarter time that he almost, along with Marcus and a few of the others, really lifted you over the line. He had this look in him that he was going to do something special in that last quarter, but he seems a quiet kid.
Yeah, he's pretty quiet. He's pretty reserved in his own way, but when you want him up, get him going, he's it's hard to show him up, so he's pretty smart. a bit cheeky too. He's quite a funny fella, so I think once you just sort of get him going a bit, and he's hard to stop, as you saw in the last quarter.
Hey, Libba, how does a man like you enjoy hub life? If the club said to you next year you have to go into a hub again and play your football up in Queensland for another year, how would that go for you?
Surprisingly, it wouldn't be as bad as what I would have thought initially, but it's been pretty good. Like, I've got a family up here, so it's been keeping me pretty busy. It's actually gone very quickly. And we've pretty well looked after, mate, so I'm not going to complain again if I get my washing and food cooked for me every day.
Do you like the fact that you have to see your teammates sort of every day?
There are times where you want your quiet time, where you want your own space, whatever. But on the whole, it's been pretty good. After a loss, you're trying to hide a bit more, but on the whole, it's been really good. Like, we've had opportunity to sort of, I suppose, grow as teammates off the field as well. So it's been good.
And the last quarter, does that position you? I mean, you've played in a lot of big games yourself, of course, through your career, and a couple of years ago with the Premiership, and how you got to that point. Do you really feel alive when you've got those situations at play where there's goal for goal and it's seesawing leads and you've got to find a way in the end? Are they the moments you live for as a player these days?
Yes, we were saying that last night actually. A few of the boys were talking about that after the game out there, especially this time of year as well, where it's games pretty much do or die. So yeah, there's certainly those. Even last week against Geelong, like, I don't really get over the line, but yeah, those last 2 weeks have been pretty exciting games to be a part of, for sure.
And just beating a good team, Libby, you've been able to knock off a lot of the lower teams. You nearly got Geelong last week, but to get a win against the Eagles, how much confidence does that give the group of what's now possible? I kind of feel like you're building a fair bit of good momentum going into the latter part of the year.
Yeah, it gives us a strong amount of belief. I mean, we had our chance against Port, let ourselves down against Brisbane in a quarter. And then Geelong obviously jumped to it and just couldn't hold on the lead. So we've had signs most of those games against good sides. But to get one last night where we actually get the 4 points, we'll build a strong amount of belief going into the next few weeks and hopefully finals.
Yeah, well, it's a good chance. You've got the Hawks and Freo in the last couple of rounds, and you currently sit percentage outside the eight. There's a bit going on around those sixth to tenth spots at the moment. Good luck, Libba. I appreciate your time this morning. Well done to you and the boys on a big win last night.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.
We will do. Tom Liberatore with us from the Western Bulldogs up there in Hub Life after a fantastic 2-point victory against the Eagles last night.